Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village 2017, it gives me great pleasure to introduce again Catherine Fielding from Goldball UK. She's the development officer, and I think you could call Catherine a friend of VI Talk because we've interviewed her a few times over the past years. Hiya, Catherine, how are you doing?
Oh, good, thanks.
So, Catherine, so you're going to be at Site Village this year. Can you tell people that are listening in a little bit about Goalball and what the sport entails?
Well, Goalball is a Paralympic sport, so at the highest level it's played by blind and partially sighted people, but anybody can actually play because everyone wears eye shades. So it's a really good inclusive sport that allows sighted siblings and friends to play. Now, everyone wears eye shades, so no one can see. And then we just rely on our other senses. So it's a ball sport, as the name implies, and the ball's audible. So a bit like in blind cricket, blind football, blind tennis, we listen for the ball rather than see the ball. And then the court itself is tactile. So instead of seeing the playing area, you feel with your fingers and your feet whereabouts you are on court by using tactile markings on the floor. It's then three aside, attack and defend. I'm very biased, but great fun, fast and furious.
Yeah, I believe there are injuries. It is fast. I mean, people kind of think, oh, you know, it's visually impaired people playing, but I do believe that it can get quite vigorous, can't it?
It can, but that's dependent on the level. If you go watch an elite men's game, I mean, I referee at that level and it's scary. I can see the ball and it's scary. It's travelling at 50 miles per hour, but obviously there's a level for everybody. So, you know, when we're playing with juniors, we use a smaller ball and obviously they don't have quite the same amount of power. But the idea of the game is exactly the same, so anyone can play.
Are there any age restrictions to people starting to play and when they can finish playing?
Not really. I mean, ultimately, at the kind of top end, it tends to be your teenagers to late 20s, but at novice level, we get a real mixture of juniors coming into the sport and people who may have just lost their sight or older adults. It is a physical sport, so obviously you need to have a functioning hips and your hearing needs to be reasonably okay. The biggest challenge with younger players is the numbers. You know, if you've got a group of six who are, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds, that's great. It just becomes a bit more of a challenge when you've got 1, 5 or 6 year old playing alongside or potentially playing alongside teenagers and older, because as I said, it is a physical sport. So no real restrictions, just hoping you've got players of similar age and similar ability.
So I'm guessing with everybody wearing eye shades that actually within schools, mainstream schools, that it actually is something that schools could implement so that visually impaired children could play alongside their sighted counterparts.
Yeah, I mean, we love going into schools and kind of turning the tables round. And normally, you know, you've got your P class of 30 kids, of which one's visually impaired and they struggle to be included in the lesson. We go in and we flip it round and we challenge the 29 sighted kids, and the kind of empathy for them is very powerful. It goes on beyond that sports hall. Then they realise perhaps, you know, what their classmate is dealing with and, you know, all the lessons. So it's a great visual awareness tool as well as being a fun sport. And it tends to be, if you like playing sport, you'll like playing goalball. I, you know, appreciate that some people don't like playing sport, so they may not like goalball, but equally you need to play it to decide, because some people have had negative experiences of sport in the past because they haven't been included, because the sport, you know, wasn't kind of designed around their impairment, whereas this is. So give it a go to find out.
So for people coming along to Site Village, will there be any hands-on taster sessions that you'll be holding?
We're hoping to do a little demo. I mean, it's a bit of a challenge with it being a big, noisy conference room with, you know, carpeted floors and things like that, not a lot of space, because we're quite an antisocial sport in that because we rely on sound, we tend to be by ourselves when we're playing and background noise interferes. But we will certainly have some balls there and we'll be able to let people throw them around. Whether they'll, you know, noise will allow us to be able to do any defence to track the ball, I'm not sure. But we'll certainly have stuff on display for people to look at and get an idea of the equipment, because going back to the school version of it, you know, there's different size balls as well. Historically, there was just a goal ball that was, you know, a big heavy thing, whereas now we have a variety of goal balls. So our proper match balls, our junior balls, but then we also have what we call our soft balls, that we can use, some specifically for primary age kids and some for secondary age kids.
So something for everybody, really.
Yes, yeah, real variety now.
And if people aren't able to get to Site Village, are there any online resources that people can look at to get a feel for what the sport is in, what's involved in the sport and how they can get involved?
Yeah, I mean, the best way is probably to go to our website, which is goalballuk.com. So on there, we've got links to established clubs and also the league, because there's tournaments played around the country that you can go along and watch for free to get a taste of the sport. We're also, you know, conscious that there's a lot more people out there wanting to play goalball where there's not clubs. So we're constantly doing have a go sessions. So recently we've done one in Edinburgh, we've done one in Liverpool, we've got one coming up in Cardiff. So we will go and try and kickstart some activity. And also, as I said, not everyone wants to play competitively. So it's kind of the social element as well.
So if people want to get in touch with yourselves, Catherine, how can they do that? Other than the website, is there a phone number or email address that they can use to contact you?
Yeah, the probably easiest way is to drop me an email. So it's just Catherine, which is K-A-T-H-R-Y-N at goalballuk.com. Or you can phone me on 07795 263 642. Or if you're onto social media, get in touch via Twitter or Facebook.
Well, thank you for coming along and speaking to us and telling us about Go Ball. And we hope that, you know, obviously people do come along and visit you at Site Village and get a better idea of what opportunities there are for them.
Yeah, as I said, just encourage people to come along and say hello. And even if it's just out of intrigue, that's fine. The more people that know about Go Ball, obviously the better. Spread the word.
Thanks ever so much, Catherine. It's been great to talk to you again.
No worries. Thanks.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.